Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Avodah Zarah, Perik Hei, Mishnah Aleph. Has Seichet as a pile, someone hires a Yiddish worker to work with him with Yayin Nesach. For example, let's say to pour it into barrels or to move barrels of the Yayin Nesach from one place to another. Even if I don't know for a fact that it was mamish poured for Avodah Zarah, it's Stam Yayin. But Scharai Aser, he can't take his wages. This is a knas that the Chachamim put on him. However, Secharei lasis imei melacha acheres. Secharei, the Ovid Chachamim, when he hired him to do other work. Hey, move those barrels of honey. Afal pisha amala, even though at one point he said to him, Havali chavi yishal yayin nesach mimakam lamakam, move this barrel of nesach wine for me from this place to that place. And the worker listened. But secharei mutter. The wages for the other work, let's say for moving the honey, is mutter. Now the Batanur explains as follows. He made a deal with him. Come, I need you to work for me. What do you want me to do? Move barrels. How much are you going to pay me? A pruta for every barrel you move. Oh, so he's working per barrel. Okay, so he shouldn't take the money for moving the Yayin Nesach barrel. That pruta he doesn't take. But the pruta is for moving the honey barrels that he can take. However, says the Batanura, if he told him, all right, this is the deal. I want you to move 100 barrels for me. I'm going to give you 100 prutas. And amongst the 100 barrels there was Yayin Nesach, then it's Aser, because here I can't divide it. He didn't say he's paying him per barrel. They made one package deal, and if in the package is Yayin Nesach, that becomes a problem. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayitra, Soichar Esachamar, if an Ovid Gichavim rents a Yid's donkey, L'hov yalo Yayin Nesach, to carry Yayin Nesach wine on it, a Sechara Aser. The money you get for renting the donkey is Aser, you can't use it. However, Sechara Leishav Aleo, if however the Ovid Gichavim rents a donkey to ride on it, even though Lamaisi places jug of Yayin Nesach wine on it as well. But Tzcharamut, you can take the rental fee for the donkey. Because the money you pay is for the right to ride the animal. Now the Batanura says the Chiddush is, even though normally when you rent someone a donkey and he's riding on it, so you know he's going to put his bag on it. He's going to put his canteen on it. If he has Yayin Nesach, he's going to put that on it also. So maybe that's as if he rented it l'chatchila to carry Yayin Nesach. And the rental wages should be Aser. So the Chiddush is, no, it's not Aser. So quickly, chazring over. Someone, Nevi Kechavim, hires a Yiddish worker specifically to schlep Yayin Nesach from one place to the other. You cannot use those wages. It's Aser Bana. It's a knas that the Chachamim placed on the wages, that's because of the chumrah of Yayin Nesach. But if the Yavik Yechavim hired him to do some other malacha, let's say to schlep barrels of honey, like we said in our mashal, even though at one point he said, okay, that barrel of Yayin Nesach, take it from one place to the other. So we explained, if they made up to get paid per barrel, he can keep the money that he made for schlepping or moving the honey barrels. But if they made one big price for everything, then it would take a biyaser. We also learned that if an Ovid Gechavim rents a donkey of a Yid to carry Yayin Nesach, the rental money is aser. If he rented the donkey, however, just to ride on it, even though he also puts his Yayin Nesach on it, his little jug of Yayin Nesach, then the Yid may keep the money for renting the donkey.